What do you think heaven is like? The Spanish theologian who taught us about death, judgment, heaven and hell told us about an opinion poll that had been carried out in Western Europe in the mid-1970s. The results showed that most people questioned believed in God. The thing that most intrigued them was heaven. I think he was telling us not to avoid the subject. On the contrary, we were obviously meant to speak with confidence about heaven. But when did you last hear a priest preaching about heaven? If you are a priest, when did you last think about heaven? You will find information about heaven in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. As a matter of fact, you will find all sorts of gems there, if you're ever in doubt, especially in the beautiful section on prayer. But here is a hint. If you want to know what Jesus Christ thought heaven is like, pay careful attention whenever you hear the phrase, the kingdom of God, because this is how Jesus reveals the way things are, whenever and wherever God is really in charge of our lives. You will probably be inclined to think about heaven at funerals, although more and more Catholic priests are being very Protestant in the way they concentrate on the dead person's past life rather than on his or her future. One of the readings suggested for funerals comes from chapter 25 of the book of the prophet Isaiah. It was obviously put there as a vision of the way things will be when the Messiah comes. Listen to this. The Lord God of hosts will prepare for all peoples a banquet of rich food, a banquet of fine wines, of food rich and juicy, of fine strained wines. The reading goes on to say all sorts of other very comforting things, but these are the first words people listening will hear. Heaven described as a banquet. Is that what springs to your mind when heaven is mentioned? One part of the Christmas ritual in many homes in Britain is to slump in front of the television after a very nice celebration meal, a banquet, in fact. Even the humblest and poorest homes are usually able to stretch to a very special meal on this occasion. At that point, the last thing anyone wants to think about is food. But a few years ago, the television offerings included a Danish film based on a story by Isaac Dinesen, who was really a woman called Karen Blixen. The film is called Babette's Feast. It is set in a windswept coastal community in Jutland, where the people have become part of a strict evangelical sect. Babette comes from Paris for some mysterious reason and works for the two unmarried daughters of the founder of the sect, who is now dead. Life in the community is pretty dull because of the Puritan regime, where pleasure is suspect and every aspect of life is marked by frugality and solemnity. I recognise the regime because, although I have been a Catholic since I was 4 days old, I grew up in a country where the dominant morality, for what it was worth, was definitely puritanical. Things have changed now, but deep within most British folk is a tendency to judge religious people by very puritanical double standards. The point of the film is that Babette wins a lottery and spends all her money on an extravagant banquet of rich food and fine wines. The beauty of the film is intensely visual. The viewer is drawn constantly to people's faces, which change from disapproval to a look of resignation. Well, we'd better not waste the food. Why did Babette bother when these people frowned on such things? The camera zooms in on the pleasure on people's faces as they eat the food, and much more important, the joy they find in each other. A truly heavenly banquet. Many people see a parallel between the banquet Babette prepared and the Christian celebration of the Eucharist. The Mass, as we sometimes call the Eucharist, is meant as a foretaste of the heavenly banquet. Happy are those who are called to his supper. Just imagine if we were being filmed and we were transformed during Mass, like the people in Babette's feast. God might say it was worth bothering. The caricature of Catholics as people who know how to enjoy themselves is not all wrong. We learn from the Eucharist to find joy in God, in each other, and in all God's gifts, which the people in Babette's feast would call naughty but nice.
And a big thank you there to Monsignor Peter Fleetwood, currently working as parish priest in the Liverpool Archdiocese at St. Joseph's, Blundell Sands.